SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More than 800 National Guard officers and agents deployed to Washington. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Presidential spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt says the officers made a total of 23 arrests following Donald Trump's federal takeover of the D.C. Police Department and activation of the National Guard.
A total of 6 illegal handguns were seized off of District of Columbia streets.
The president has declared a public safety emergency in the District of Columbia, even though police data show a decline in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump taking unprecedented steps toward federalizing Washington, saying it's needed to fight crime, even as city leaders pointed to the so-called data. Bernie Bennett shares more details.
The Constitution calls for the creation of the District of Columbia to serve as a federal seat of power under the jurisdiction of Congress rather than any state. While the Home Rule Act allowed for greater local control, the president can still call up the National Guard in Washington. Section 740 of the Home Rule Act allows for the president to take over Washington's Metropolitan Police Department for 48 hours, with possible extensions for 30 days during times of emergencies. It wasn't immediately clear how long this takeover might last or exactly what it might mean. It could also face challenges in court. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russian President Vladimir Putin still wants Ukraine to withdraw from the remaining 30% of the Donetsk region that Ukraine does control, and that is part of a, quote, ceasefire deal. Zelensky, though, says that is not going to happen. In the meantime, President Trump and Putin will be holding talks Friday in Anchorage. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hinting that ceasefire efforts are now focused on a comprehensive deal to release remaining hostages. This is SRN News. World Vision winning a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Giant Christian Relief Agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates say 4 of the 5 most populous countries on earth persecute Christians. International Christian Concern says believers are under siege in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. The United States is the only one of the top 5 countries where Christians are safe. Basic human rights often follow one's own conscience and out of reach of believers. This is SRN News. Major heat wave causing a lot of problems over Europe. Temperatures well above 100 in many countries.
Outside Madrid in Spain, firefighters had largely contained a blaze that broke out on Monday night, authorities say, adding it killed a man who suffered burns on 98% of his body. Elsewhere, firefighters and nearly 1,000 soldiers are battling blazes in regions including Castile and Leon. While in Portugal, more than 700 firefighters are working to control a fire in Trancoso, northeast of Lisbon, while smaller fires are burning further north. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
YouTube starting testing of new age verification system using AI to distinguish between adults and minors. The tests initially affect a small portion of YouTube's audience. System works when viewers are logged in to their accounts regardless of the date of birth that was entered. More details at srnnews.com.